original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That address is latalkradio.com. If you're listening to me live, you're already there. So just go to the top of the screen, click on the link that says Channel 1, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of past guests. Our shows are also available on iTunes, and you can download them under the podcast section. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, you want to visit our official Question Reality website, and that address is questionrealityshow.com, questionrealityshow.com. And I want to thank everybody. This show has become so popular and successful, and it's all because of you, and I get so many nice emails, and we are booked until February of next year. Yay! Thank you, everyone. And they just keep coming in. But I had to, at some point, say, hold on a minute. You're just coming in too fast and furious. Give me a break. So I'll be getting back to everybody who did submit a request to be on the show. Again, you do have to be a professional in the entertainment industry, but I'm sure that everybody knows someone. I want to tell you, I am so elated and thrilled and titillated and all of the other action verbs that describe how I feel about the guests that are going to be on the show today. This is so exciting. I was so thrilled when I found out that this was an opportunity for me. We have bounty hunters.
Yes, we are in the house.
Bounty hunters from the new hot exciting show called Bounty Wars, and it's going to premiere tonight at 7 p.m. on the Discovery Channel. And if you're like me and you are a little sad the dog the bounty hunter was going off the air, well, oh my god, now you can get excited again, because this show Bounty Wars is going to fulfill all of your little bounty hunting voyeuristic desires. This show, I'm telling you, it is off the charts in bounty hunting excitement. I got my damn Orville Redenbacher popcorn, my Snickers, and a shot of wild turkey whiskey all ready to go.
This sounds more sexual than anything.
I tell you, Art, and I'm starting to drool.
I'm coming over and hanging out with you.
That's right. And who we have on the show today is the hot, sexy, mustached bandit, Art Torres.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? What's up?
We have the slim, sexy, Zorro-looking Alan Cardoza.
Yeah,
he's here.
He's somewhere over. He's drinking. And I hear the sexy, sultry sizzling. Is this Alicia or Adrian?
It's Monica.
Oh, Monica! Monica! Monica!
We're waiting for Alicia. Monica. She's coming.
Okay. Monica Aguirre here.
Aguirre, Monica Aguirre.
Yes.
And these are the bounty hunters from this new show. Now, obviously, everyone, most
Man,
people...
I guess I don't count.
Wait a minute, who is that?
Anthony's here with us.
Anthony's here from Team...
Yay, okay, so we...
Agents team.
We got Art Torres. We got Alan Cordoza, who's roaming around. We don't know where he is. We've got Anthony Dalton, and we've got Monica Aguirre, and two more people are supposed to come.
And they will.
And Alicia. But now, obviously, and this question anyone can answer this. Now, obviously, most people understand the concept of what bounty hunting is. But just in case you were raised in like a little remote jungle village, I'm going to tell you what it's about. When a fugitive skips court and goes on the run, bail bond companies are on the hook for the money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are on the line. So bondsmen like Art and Monica and all of the other people who are bounty hunters, what they do, they're hired as a person to track down the fugitives. And the bail recovery teams, I think, now they're going to tell us about it, but to the best of my knowledge, they have like bail recovery teams and they're paid a percentage of the fugitive's bail. But on this show, Bounty Wars, this time there's an even better reward because on Bounty Wars, the team that returns fugitives with the highest bail amounts is going to earn $10,000 bonus from.
That is correct. Absolutely correct. That's what makes this show so incredible.
Yeah. So that is because, my God, I tell you, tell us about now the three teams, from what I understand, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. But from what I understand, three teams in the show that you're on tonight, Bounty Wars, three teams have 5 days to recover a list of fugitives. But before you break down the doors, you've got to select, each team selects the targets, and then you guys have to decide if you go after the easy cases with the low rewards or you take the high-risk fugitive with the huge payoff. So I guess you have to decide. So why don't you tell us, this being an excellent job opportunity for people in the entertainment industry, by the way, such as actors, because this is a totally method way that you can work on the job and prep yourself as being a bounty hunter, a cop, or something else, so and get paid to do it. But do you guys – a lot of questions came in. I got like 27 questions. I picked out the ones that I thought was most interesting. This
Uh-oh.
Are you there?
I didn't touch nothing.
Hello?
Somebody need to go get out. I didn't touch nothing.
Oh, hey.
Are you
there? You are. There you are. All right. Who's drunk over there pushing those buttons? Okay, we're back.
Nobody ain't pushing nothing.
I think it was Art's mustache that actually punched.
There you go.
It was me.
Yeah.
Art, what's up with your mustache?
You know, it's going crazy. Well, here, let me if I may, real quickly. I'm Art. I'm one of the bounty hunters, obviously. Yes. And the basic premise is we have a war room. We have 30, 40 cases to choose from. Each of us draw a number to see who goes first. Mm-hmm. And then we all go in our individual ways to go chase our bounties. And some guys, like you said, are going after the big ones. Some are going after the small ones. I mean, you'll see in the show – there's a variation of everything. And the interesting part of this is we have 9 different people, 3 different teams, and we're all individually different in the way we chase and the way we live our life and just in general. So it gives the show a really strong flavor to the way life really is. You know, this isn't a made-up show where, you know, we're making up these arrests. These are actual live people that we're chasing. And we're actually, you know, we're interacting in their lives. You know what I'm saying? So it's really interesting because we're now all of a sudden dropped into their world, and you'll see, you know, the different emotions. I mean, it's pretty incredible, and it is true as it can get. This is not a made-up show. This is a real live bounty hunting show, and you've probably seen several other shows out there, and I don't need to mention them because it doesn't really matter, but a lot of those are pre-set up. These are actual live, on-the-spot, all over L.A. County. I mean, actually, all over California. Actually, we were all over
Southern California.
Correct. Yeah. All over Southern California. We were out in Palm Desert. We were in the Valley. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, we were all under pressure, and we were working about 14-hour days, which is close to the reality of a bounty hunter's life. Because once you chase somebody, you don't stop till you get them. And I've been out 3-4 days without a shower, living in my car, till I caught the person I needed to get. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense. Now, questions that came in, and anybody can take these. Lisa from Chattanooga, Tennessee says, in reference to the $10,000, do you guys split the money?
Yes, we split the money 3 ways per team.
Okay, per team. Great. And the next question says, where is Bad Boys Bail Bonds located, and what is the website address? I guess they are in trouble and need the I think this is a request. Like, they need to get out.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Yeah, absolutely. They're actually in downtown Los Angeles. And if they just go to the internet or the website there and just put in Bad Boy Bail Bonds, they'll come up.
Okay.
And Jeff Stanley is actually the owner of that company. So if they don't get the service they want, you tell them that Art said to call Jeff Stanley. You feel me?
Got it. I feel you, baby. Tom, Tom wants to know if bail bonds companies are on the hook for the money, how do you actually profit? Why do they continue to take more? I don't know what that means.
Here's what happens is in the state of California, you're allowed to charge 10% on the bond. So, for example, if it's $50,000, you're allowed to charge up to $5,000 on that bond as a percentage. Now, you can also do collateral cash, but for this conversation, for what he's asking, they make that 10% up front. Now, if you fail to go to court, the bail bondsman has approximately 180 days to get that individual back into custody. So within that 180-day window, all of a sudden, that $50,000 turns into all the money that the bondsman could possibly put up. The 10% that he collected usually goes to his pocket unless the guy forfeits, and then he has to pay out to the bounty hunters to go catch him. So, I mean, it has its pros and cons. I mean, fortunately, 90% of the people do go to court, but that 10% that don't, we get to go chase them and put them back in jail.
Now, since the percentages vary, how is the percentage determined for each bounty?
Let me answer that for you. The percentage doesn't really change. What happens is, in the state of California, the highest percentage that we can charge is 10%. But in California, you can also take less. So it just depends on the relationship between the bondsman and the client.
Okay. Susan from San Francisco wants to know, where does the $10,000 come from that'll be paid for the bonus?
It actually comes from the bail bondsman himself. For him to have, you know, 100 and some cases given to us, which obviously helps him, we've saved him a lot of money. I mean, think about it. If the average bond in the state of California is between 25 and 50,000, and let's just say you have 100 of those out there that are, you know, on skip, that's quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this normally the process that if whoever comes in, whatever team that comes in with the highest bounties gets this bonus, or is this for the show?
No, this is for the show. They created this to actually incentivize us, because to be frank with you, most real bounty hunters don't like to be on TV. We're not actors. We're real people. You know, so what they did is to get the best of the best and not to get actors, they put this, you know, carrot out in front of us to incentivize us, basically. But normally it's usually 10% or 20%, depending on the skip and how long the skip's been out on the road.
Okay, got it. Bob from Tallahassee wants to know, is 5 days a fair amount or of time, or does it usually take longer? Will the three teams be the same three teams competing each week?
Okay, well, to answer the first question, pretty soon I'm going to be quiet, let the rest of them talk.
Okay.
I know all the answers. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Well, you know, the teams are all going to stay the same all through the season. The second question was?
Is 5 days a fair amount of time for a bounty, or does it usually take longer?
I've been doing this about 25 years. So normally 5 days is not really an adequate time, but seeing that we have so many agents working the cases, it kind of, you know, our odds are a little better than normal. Because normally, you know, most bounty hunters work in ones and twos. We don't normally have threes and, you know, three teams of nine, all that. I mean, it's just normally a couple guys out there, you know, doing the streets.
Or girl.
Or girl, for that matter of fact. Absolutely.
pretty girls.
Did you see how fine our girls are?
I did. They are some hotties.
We are so blessed.
You are, but they did pick the best looking people for this show, I tell you. So whoever's tuning in.
But not only the best looking ones, the best qualified. These girls do an amazing job. They get down and dirty with the best of them. So don't let the looks deceive you. They can really kick some butts.
Oh, yeah. I'm not scared to go out there and run through underneath a freeway pass in the middle of the night with wild dogs chasing me. I'm right there for my team, and I'll do whatever it takes to catch this guy. Whatever person we're going after, I will do it. I will do whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Just show her the money.
Show her the money. Wake up and smell the bills, honey. I'm out to bounty.
It is now, really scary, actually. At times, I'm scared for my life. Of course, that level of danger won't ever leave with any case, no matter whose door you're knocking on or what time of day it is. It really is scary. That adrenaline starts pumping, but you know, I have my guys on my side, and I know I have my team watching my back, and vice versa. And as long as we keep this good level of communication, I know that we won't fail. And that's what keeps driving me. And I love that adrenaline, that rush. And once we put the cuffs on that person, wow, I tell you, man, my soul goes soaring, and it just feels so good to accomplish that day and see how many files we can get through, how many people we can put behind bars and make this world a better place.
Yeah. Well, Monica is a little adrenaline junkie. You go, Monica.
Yeah. Put the handcuffs. That's true. But keep it real, Monica. You're looking at them dollar signs.
Yeah.
For real, baby. You're looking at the dollar signs.
Yeah, the money. I got to get myself a new pair of shoes.
That's right. Baby needs shoes.
Yeah, needs to presidents in our pockets.
I would think, Monica, if I chose to be a bounty hunter, I'd be doing it for the pat downs of the hot guys that you have to chase. That's what I'm in it for. Forget the money.
Well, actually, we like to take it's a pat down of the women that's really exciting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can see a pat, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Monica is like looking at those pictures saying, oh, I'm going to pick him. If he's got some bulges, I can't imagine her turning it down for funny ass little bitch. Rather
love that.
Oh, believe me, I'm on it. Stand back, guys. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Now, this question comes from Lisa from Red Hook, New Jersey, and she says, what can we expect each team's strategy to be? Are you going to choose low risk or high risk, or does it depend on the individual cases?
It depends on the individual cases. For instance, my team, we go after the high risk, highest bail, because our thing is we got to reach a mark. The higher the bail, we can win. So the smaller bails, we're not too much concerned. We want the high risk. We were trying to take the bull by the horns and body slamming and get that high money.
Is this Anthony's team? Is this Anthony's team? Anthony.
Yeah, this is Anthony, but I'm on Adrian's team.
On Adrian's team. Okay. Yeah. So we don't know you yet. So we don't know. Maybe you could say, you know, Anthony here from Adrian's team. That way we know that you're the one that's going to be taking down the badasses. All right.
Oh, that's right.
What logic should you use to determine the cases to pick? Like, who are the team members? Like, do you say, okay, maybe we should go after these people because I got two women on my team and I'm the only man? Or does that even matter? Because these women are so badass, they can take down like a raging.
Well, I think what the teams do in general is we try to first locate the location of our skips and try to keep them all within that one area. Are you there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We try to keep them within that area so that we can expedite our time that we're spending looking for them. And as you're going to see in the show, there's a lot of frustration in that between all the teams in different times. Because, again, remember, you know, we're dealing with, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 cases every week, trying to get in the best that we can, the fastest that we can, and hopefully make the amount of money that we need to spend that time chasing those people. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Now, Monica, let me ask you, do female bounty hunters have to approach cases differently or strategize differently because of the obvious physical differences?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And I would have to say yes, because, well, if I'm going to be dealing with, a 6'5", 300-pound guy, I can't really approach it the way that my teammates would, because they're bigger than me. So I really have to use a different type of strategy. I have to go in and, I guess, be more of a decoy in order to get his attention or to find out information about this person and really kind of stay under the radar. Because if this person who's that big gets a hold of me, yeah, I can defend myself, but not that well. I mean, come on, it's a huge man. I need a man backing me up, and as long as I have my team behind me, we can work together and figure out some kind of strategy in order to lure the skip in, lure the person as whoever it is we're trying to get.
And did you notice by chance the other kid on my team?
No, I did. Who are you talking about? Which one?
His name is JD.
No.
That's my son.
Oh my God. Now that adds, I would imagine, adds a whole different element to
it. Does, you
the
know,
fear, because yeah, that's your son.
Yeah. And you'll see in the show where I'm, I kind of go off on him. He's about 6'4", about 275 pounds. So anybody else, he just pick you up and just eat your head off. With me, he has to take, he's got to take the whipping from me because I'm his dad. But you'll notice in the show when we kind of get into it and I have to remember he's a man, to me, in my eyes, exactly. He's still my boy, but he's a man.
Right.
He's a full grown man.
Yeah.
It's really sweet to see them working together. Me being the third party. It's cute because sometimes he calls him honey. It's like, okay, all right, I love you, son. And you just hear on the other line.
Oh no, you just gave him too much with calling him honey thing.
Come on, Art. He's all okay, son. Okay there, son.
Yeah, he's trying to set me straight.
All right, JD. So yeah. It's really kind of funny. It's kind of comical, but it's really cute, and it's just so sweet because they're two awesome, handsome, grown men who are just really well trained in what they're doing, and to see that really beautiful relationship and to be a part of that, and it's cool. I like it.
Well, that goes to show you we're human too.
Yeah,
we're sure. Human. We're human like everybody else. We have feelings. We can, in the outside of what we do, there's emotions involved.
Well, I have a question and anyone can answer this. Now, I assume that all of you have seen Dog the Bounty Hunter, and my question.
Who's that?
Who?
Wait. Ah,
I don't know what you're talking about. Never
that,
seen.
That was the show before you guys came
in.
You guys are the new sheriffs in town, right?
That was the guy with the hair extensions. Yes, I remember him.
Yes. Now, how realistic is the action of the show? And I'll ask you that because I'm going to tell you something. With the exception of a couple fugitives, all these fugitives that they seem to catch, they seem kind of mellow and don't put up much of a fight at all. And I kind of feel that they're like cutting and then coming back in and then cutting. It's like all these damn fugitives are all mellow. And then, of course, they could be all cracked up, but they're just so mellow. And all of a sudden, Dog and his family are jumping on them and like trying to pound them down. And the people are like lethargic and can't even get up in the first place.
Well, that's because they're all living in Hawaii smoking the herb. You know what I mean?
So I mean, are most criminals, when they see the bounty hunter coming after them, do they really just shut down and just let you cuff them?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to comment too much on the Dog because he did have eight or
That's
nine
right.
seasons.
That's right.
No, I love Dog. I'm just saying that.
But I will tell you this. Let your eyes be your judgment. Watch our show, and then go watch one of his shows, and you'll kind of see the difference. Ours are real life, on time. You'll see. We have chases through the streets, through apartments, through riverbeds, through. I mean, and again, if I was in Hawaii, I guess you have nowhere to go. I don't know, but here
I hope that your fugitives are a little bit more aggressive, because they're just a little too mellow in Hawaii. So you will be getting all, because since the dog is going off, you are going to be getting the whole entire audience. They're going to shift over and watch your show. So
I hope they'll really appreciate the fact that we're trying to bring a real show to the TV that shows not only, I mean, look, you know, in the dog show, they do all that religion thing, which is, you know, nice and all that. It's great. But, you know, we're not priests. We're bounty hunters. We're out there getting the job done. You know, we have bail bondsmen that are held liable for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't think they want us preaching to these guys how to be better, you know, be better people. They want us to get this guy off the bond in real lifetime and in real money. This is not make believe. This is real money. I mean, you're talking, you know, you could talk $1 million in bail and just, you know, 10 bonds, you know. I'm talking a lot of money, a lot of liabilities. So we try to get down to the dirty and get it done. Basically,
we're not going to be seeing any damn prayer circles on Bounty Wars, right?
No prayer circles.
But we have a little prayer, you know, because we don't want nobody getting hurt. And so we'll pray once in a while. But at the end of the day, we're going to do our jobs. And that is to get these people off the streets.
Okay, this question is for any of you. This is from, oh my gosh, Fantasia, one of my favorite singers. Fantasia wants to know, for people that's interested in becoming a bounty hunter, what are the steps you need to take to become a licensed bounty hunter?
Well, here's the thing. The licensing has varied over the last few years in California. At one time, you needed to have what they called a 1299 and 832. Those are all penal codes. You needed to do a fugitive enforcement class. And you needed to have a guard card, an armed guard card. And unfortunately, some of the legislation has changed this last couple years, and they haven't really required it. But here's the thing, you know, when you think about this for a minute, you know, we're going into people's houses with a gun and bulletproof vests. You know, we need to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I mean, I wouldn't, it'd be like me going into a boxing match with Mike Tyson. You know, if I don't train and get some knowledge, he's going to he'd probably beat the hell out of me anyways. But, you know, if I didn't have some, you know, some understanding, he'd beat the living hell out of me. So
where do you get the understanding? Are there classes? Are you an apprentice to another bounty hunter? How do you, what are the steps that you need to take?
Well, for sure, you know, you become an apprentice to another. First of all, you need to get a bail bondsman that's going to trust you for the liability that you're going to create going out there kicking people's doors in. Secondly, you need to have some licensing just to have it under your belt so that you know that this is something you want to do. Thirdly, there are many classes. I used to go to a class called PFC training, and we would spend 3-4 days going through about 600 rounds in all kinds of different dimensions with other law enforcement, U.S. Marshals, FBI, and we would do that every quarter just so that I was familiar with my gun, because, you know, carrying a gun comes quite a responsibility, and you don't see it on the dog show, for example, because they're not allowed to carry guns. I think he's an ex-felon or something, so he carries like a canister of gas or I don't know what that is, a canister of gum drops. I don't know, but in California, in L.A. They
you know that's pepper spray.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Paintballs.
Listen, I use that pepper spray on my steak, so that doesn't, you know.
Oh, you're too far.
That wouldn't take me down.
Oh, my
but
God.
But in L.A. County, if you walked into Watts, into a house and put your can of spray there, I think they'd start laughing their asses off.
I know. They sniff that shit.
Yeah. You'll be like, well, that's great shit. Now what are you going to bring?
Pepper spray? They sniff that like 3 times a day. Anthony, what would you say are the best personality or characteristic traits that you need to be a successful bounty hunter? I know you got to be brave. What else do you have to be?
Well, you got to be patient. You got to have patience. You have to know how to talk to people, and you want to treat them the way you want to be treated. For instance, you know, me and Adrian, we're in South Central and Compton a lot. So your approach got to be totally different than how you approach somebody in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You know, and so me and Adrian, we are in the, like, neighborhoods. You know, we're familiar with the hood, so you got to come at them at a different angle. You got to put yourself in the environment. When I'm trying to say in the environment, you got to become them.
walk the walk, talk the talk.
Exactly. But you don't want to push yourself too hard. You don't want to come off like a cop, but you got to let them know who you are. We're bounty hunters. But right. Not only are we bounty hunters, we're just like people like you. And we're here to do a job. So it's basically where your environment. If we go to Beverly Hills and try to knock on the door, it's a whole different world. We approach them totally different than we approach somebody in South Central, LA, or Compton.
Now, Monica, what is the furthest you can go in this career as a bounty hunter?
Well, I can take it. Yeah, you can. I can take it as far as I want. I could start my own bail bonds company, hire, recruit other people. I mean, with age, of course, I'm not going to be able to be jumping fences at 70. So I could definitely train some ladies around, you know, my age. When I'm ready to retire, I could definitely have great ideas. And I know that there's probably a lot of females who are really going to be interested in this line of work, especially after the show comes out, because it really takes a lot. It really takes a lot of out of you. You have to have that yearn, that want, that need to help people. It takes training. You have to be healthy, strong, agile. You have to be quick on your feet and street smart as well. And there's a lot that comes with it. And it's just such a cool job. I mean, to go somewhere and what do you do for work? I'm a bounty hunter. What? You know, people are like, are you kidding me? I didn't do anything is the first remark that I get from people. And I tell them to put their hands behind their back and shut up.
Well, I would think as a man, I'd be wanting to date you real quick. Put your hands behind your back. That's all I want to hear, honey. Now, what would you say? Is this a career for a female if they're married and have children, or is this more geared toward a single woman?
I really can't say. I'm a single woman. I have no children. I do want to have kids one day. And I think right now, with my freedom that I have, I do whatever the hell I want when I want. And I love doing that. I love being free. And I'm going to take advantage of it. And the day I do have children, I'm going to be there 110% for my kids.
About,
girl. I mean, when I get a chance to have a child, I will stay home with my kid. But, you know, I'll always want that adventure. It lives inside of me. It burns inside of me. It's who I am. And I need that. I have to have that level of excitement in my life. It keeps me alive. It keeps me turned on.
There you go. Monica is too spicy. We got to watch out for her. She is on the prowl, the hunt. You know what, Monica reminds me of that song from back in the 80s. You remember that song, She's a Man Eater? Oh, here she comes. Remember that song by Rag to Rag?
In reality, then you
when I listen to Monica, I hear that song in my head. She is gonna whip them men up. Now, I have a question from Josh from Sterling, Virginia. He said, when I was young, I got in trouble with the law and was incarcerated a couple of times. I've always wanted to be a bounty hunter, but I'm scared that I can't get a job as a bounty hunter. But when I saw the show Dog the Bounty Hunter, I knew he was in jail. Can I get a job, too, as a bounty hunter, even though I've been in jail a couple of times?
Well, here's the thing. You know, each state has its own guidelines. It depends what state he's in. The best thing for him to do is just go online and put in his state and put in, I want to be a bounty hunter. And it'll tell you what. For example, in Nevada, where I was a bail bondsman, bounty hunters there have to go to a 10-day class, 10 days in a row, 10 hours a day, and it's pass-fail. And you get licensed through the Department of Insurance. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame. So it just depends on their state requirements. And also, foot to know, some states don't even recognize bail. There's only two or three in the United States that we can't even go into, supposedly.
Really? Which ones are they?
Illinois, Oregon, and I think it's Nebraska.
Wow, I did not know that. Never heard of that.
Yeah, in Illinois, it's if you go in there as a bounty hunter, and not that I've been there, but I've heard if they catch you, it's kidnapping.
Oh, really? Like so, they did in Mexico with the dog when he
exactly.
Lost, yeah, right?
And that's, you know, not that I've been to Illinois, The key is not to get caught. Now, of course, I would never go being a law-abiding citizen.
Right.
But the other state, Oregon, that's another one that they're really, they look down at bail. You got to catch somebody there. You gotta be a moving. And Nebraska the same way. Now, Texas, here's another little, you know, for listeners, it's interesting. In Texas, if you're an out-of-state bounty hunter, you have to be with a licensed private investigator from that state.
Wow.
And if you don't, and you're on your way out of the state and they pull you over, they put you in jail for kidnapping as well.
Oh, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Now, is there a list of fugitive crimes that bounty hunters are not allowed to pursue? I noticed that on the show, you know, the dog show, that they don't pursue murderers or white collar criminals. Are bounty hunters only allowed to pursue a certain amount, certain like traffic violators, things like that?
No. It doesn't matter. As long as there's a bail bond that's been put on that individual and they have forfeited and failed to go to court, we can go get them. It doesn't matter if it's murder or it doesn't matter what the crime is. What you see is, in average, you're usually dealing with thieves, DUI, domestic violence. Mm-hmm. That's your major ones. Now, 20-some years ago, I had the opportunity to work with San Diego Police Department's Fugitive Apprehension Unit team, and we had done an America's Most Wanted guy. And it was pretty cool. And we had the whole Department of San Diego there. And my buddy, who's now in heaven, was the guy in charge. And we had TV. We had Paul Bloom, you know, Crime Watch. It was pretty crazy. But you never know. I mean, over the years, I myself and my team, we've worked with the marshal's office, with the detectives. You know, it's unfortunately unknown. I guess our powers are kind of unknown sometimes to the rookie cop that's on the street, and they don't understand that we can go in a house when they can't. We can go on the Sabbath when they can't. If it's a misdemeanor, I can hit the house at 3 a.m. They can't. You know, our advantage is we're allowed to chase that one human. Obviously, you know, police officers have a great job and they take care of the whole world. But for us individually, we have one person and we own that person. So we can do just about anything to apprehend that person.
Okay. Now, I have a little competitive question for Art, Anthony, and Monica. Who is the best bounty hunting team on the show?
Well, that's not even a question. What's going on?
I'm getting a little competition going right here.
You just watch the show. You'll find that out for yourself. Watch the show tonight. It'll tell you everything. What happened tonight is going to tell you the truth.
That's going to be the question. And tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can correct me, I think 7 o'clock is the time here on the West Coast, and I think 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Now, what I want to hear from each of the teams, I want you to tell me what was your favorite capture that we're going to see tonight, and who was the worst capture and why for both.
Well, here's the thing. We would love to tell you, but we can't because the show hasn't come out yet. But I will tell you this.
All right.
We had a great case out in the desert.
Okay.
Where we had to trick somebody into coming in, and they had no idea they were coming in to go to jail.
All right.
So it was pretty cool. And we had a dragger out of L.A. We were in her area, her home, and she was in L.A. And we got her to come all the way back, and we apprehended her. It was pretty cool.
Well, I saw on the trailer, because I did get a link, and I checked it out on the Discovery Channel, and they did show a little bit from each of the cases. And I think – I'm not sure if this was Monica or the other female bounty hunter, but there was this – beautiful girl who was walking in the parking lot, and I think she went up to approach a guy. She was asking him his name, and he wouldn't answer, and she kept asking. Mm-hmm. And then I think he tried to maybe run away, or he got kind of aggressive, and then that's when the rest of the bounty hunters came in. So who was that?
That was Adrian's team. This is Anthony talking. That was Monica. Alicia. That was Alicia. We kind of set Alicia up as bait.
Yeah.
To meet a guy at a certain location. And when he arrived, she was going to move in, and I can't tell you the rest.
No, because that's all we got to see. Well, you know, as the once this show airs tonight, I predict that this show is going to be one of the hottest shows on television.
That's right. That's right.
I saw the trailers, and you guys are not playing around. You guys come out with some serious lock and load. Am I right?
Well, of course. You know, we're predators. We are the predator. We hunt people. You know, now, unlikely the predator, we don't guillotine people, but nonetheless, we hunt people.
I know you do, Monica. Well, what do you feel after, now that you've done the show, what do you feel about the show that's going to differentiate this bounty hunting show from the rest of them? Because there have been several that have been on over the years, none of them lasting as long as, of course, Dog. What do you think this show, how is this show going to be different?
Well, I think, my opinion, this is Anthony talking, we're on the streets of Los Angeles. We in a major city, and we're going through the neighborhoods of Los Angeles, gang infested, everything, and we're getting fugitive. And you don't see that in any place else. This is the real deal. I mean, our cameraman's is nervous and scared. Why do they have bars on the windows around these neighborhoods? What do you think? Just be quiet and tape.
Yeah. You know, the thing that will set this apart, I think, as the next three Sundays go through, is you're going to see that this is real time, real bounty hunting, with real people that don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
And the emotions between each bounty hunter, because again, we were working 12, 13, 14 hour days, 6 days a week, trying to get enough film coverage here to make a good show.
That's right.
And we all worked unbelievably hard to get it done. So, I think you're going to love the fact that we're honest, we're sincere, and that, you know, we're real people. We're just like the next, we're not actors. We're not, you know, we're not flailing our hair around trying to look good. We're just getting the job done.
All right. Who do you think that the females are going to find very captivating and macho and sexy? Is it you because of that mustache, or is it Anthony because he is all over sexy?
Well, you know, the good thing about us is we got the variety plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we got the older good looking, we got the younger good looking, we have the strong, we've got the black, we got the Mexican, we got the white. The only thing we're missing is the Portuguese. We're good. We got women that are beautiful. I mean, we got everything.
So basically, what he's trying to say is, what you desire, we have.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it covered.
On every team, there's a wonderful character, and there's so much moxie, there's so much love, and there's so much professionalism, and it's so sexy to see men with just that are so driven and ready to go. And also, us as women, we want it. We want to make the kill. And to see that in our eyes, you're going to notice it. And there's times when we're pissed off, and then there's times when we are having so much fun, you know, we forget that we've been working. And then you'll just see we'll snap right back into the job as soon as we see our skip or whoever it is that we're looking for. Once we see their T-shirt or them walking by, boom, we jump right back into being on point. Because you have to be. And that's what makes it so attractive, is the professionalism. And it turns me on once again.
Monica, this woman is people. Monica is turned on all the time. When you watch her tonight, when she's going through the motions, you will now know, even though she doesn't say it, she's turned on. So every time you watch her, Monica is on. Now, Monica, what team? Tell me who the teams are. Who they consist of? You and then the other two members, and each one of you, tell me who the members are. So tonight, when we watch, we'll know what team you're on, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, on my team, well, it's Art's team.
It's Art's team.
We're considered kind of the family team. You have his son, JD. Big, awesome, handsome, burly guy, 24.
Yeah.
Just amazing, smart, cool, very funny, too. You'll see. And there's me, Monica Aguirre, and there's Art Torres. And Team Aces, that would be Anthony, Adrian, and Alicia. So the three A's. And
Team Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
You have Chris, Frank, and... What's the other guy's
Mr.
name?
Mr. Krabs.
Chris. No, no, Chris Frank and
Dwayne.
And Dwayne. There you go. Dwayne. You should have remembered Dwayne. He's the biggest baby out of all of them.
And baby he is.
Did you guys know each other before you went on the show?
No.
Well,
wait, yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Well, here's the deal. We all knew our teams retrospectively, not each other. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we've all worked together in the past, but at the time of the show, we really didn't know each other. Now, Chris on Team Santa Barbara, I've known as a bounty hunter for probably about he's been doing it, I think, about a month less than I have. So we're the two old guys on the show, and then Adrian, I know he's been doing it for quite some time, but we all kind of heard of each other, but really never got to really work together. And you know, it's amazing over that 3-week period how much you get to know about each person. Even though we're in competition, even though you know we're out there trying to get ours, you'll see the camaraderie as it starts going and the humor of this whole thing, because it is funny. I mean, think about it. You know, if I told you to go sit in front of a house for 10 hours, you get a little goofy. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't care who you are. So it's interesting to see all the different emotions and people, you know, how we get angry and frustrated. And, you know, we don't want to be patient. We don't want to wait. I'll tell you, there's a scene there where our team is with less than about 3 minutes before the time's up. And I won't tell you what or where, but we end up catching somebody coincidentally, not because we knew exactly where this person was at. It was pure 120% luck.
Ooh.
And it happens that way. You know what I mean? You just never know.
So is this is being filmed? I imagine you're filmed for a certain amount of hours a day, every day. Is it different than your normal bounty hunts, Monica and Anthony?
Yeah, actually it is. And at times it's a little frustrating because they have to change the battery on the cameras, and then you see kind of one of the rookie camera guys flip the lights on right when we're sneaking out of house and car somewhere, and I'm like, oh my god! And these guys are changing the batteries on the side of the car, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Forget this. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And I just really gotta hold my tongue. They're doing their job. I'm trying to do mine, and I really kindly try to just tell them, hey, come on, guys, really. We're right in front of the house.
And it takes
used to, huh?
Yeah. It's something you got to get used to. You're not used to the cameras with you when you're doing a stakeout. And I think the biggest thing is when you're making an entry, you know, you don't know what's on the other side of that door. So you're concerned about these camera guys. We're armed to defend ourselves and protect ourselves. But these guys, only thing they have is a camera in their hand. So when we make entry, we got to tell them, you know, just be careful. Just stay in a position that you're not in arm's way, and we're going to handle this.
Now, how is it that you guys can get into the house with the cameraman and it doesn't fall under that breaking and entering thing? Is it because you're bounty hunters, you legally can?
Well, here's the thing. What ends up happening, and I don't speak too much for the camera crew and that whole deal, but what had happened is once we go into the house, after we get done, we have an executive producer that's with us, and he goes in after we're all said and done, even if we arrest them or we don't arrest them, and we get a permission to have them on our film.
I was wondering, because sometimes you see their faces blurred and some of them aren't.
It's the ones that didn't. Those are the ones that we couldn't get a confirmation, a signature from.
Legally. Or the executive producer on, because each of us had one executive producer in each car. And just to give you some gravity so you understood, we had to each team probably 5 to 6 camera crew people, whether it be camera holder, executive producer, you know, the crafts food, the girl that handled our radios, that handled the mics. I mean, you know, when we got out of a car, 7 people dumped out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a normal bounty hunter where, you know, just 2 of us run out and that's it. I mean, you know, you got 2 plus 7, that's 9 people trying to get in position.
Oh my God. Well, it sounds like it is a to-do. And I got to tell you, I bet you guys are so pumped because the show is going to be on in 1 hour.
Yes! All right!
Oh
my God, look out, everybody. It is the new generation of bounty hunting, and we are going to going to see Art Torres. We're going to see Adrian Moyer. We're going to see Anthony Dalton. We're going to see Alicia Pedler and Monica Aguirre. Hot, sexy Monica Aguirre. We've got the saucy jalapeno Torres. Mr. Hot Jalapeno himself, and Anthony Dalton keeping it real, getting down on the lowdown, because
that's correct.
They say, I am coming for you, because I, as they say in Jersey, I'm coming for you.
All right,
keep it coming.
Wow. All right, everybody, I'm excited. Look, tonight, 7 o'clock, Bounty Wars, Art Torres, Anthony Dalton, Alicia Pedler, Monica Aguirre are going to take you down to Chinatown.
That's right.
Thank you
so much.
This is such
everybody, please, God bless you. I wish you the best luck. And please come back on my show after you're a hit, because you guys are on the path to stardom.
Yep.
All right.
That's a done deal. You got
sure.
it.
It's a wrap.
Everybody, tonight, Bounty Wars. Say goodbye to your fans, everybody.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Woo! You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.